Yeah, I guess you wasn't watching the tape. I just didn't dream it was that near the end on the first sign. Talking about those noodles, I guess there's lots of things that you're kind of tired of by now. But you just let me know, and I promise not to have anything like that. In the paper yesterday, and I think I told you this on the tape, I mailed you a tape today, and this morning. So, but in the paper yesterday, they were talking about a. Dong Ha, I guess is the name of it, and said that there had been 50 rounds of artillery shelled on the base. So it sounded like, I don't know it, from what you said before, 50 rounds sounds like quite a bit, and they had even lost some lives. Is that because that it's in artillery distance of North Vietnam? About Susie Carmichael, I don't really know anything, Gary. I'm afraid that your mother and Janet suspect that she's gonna have a baby. I don't know, and that's kind of what I think Frieda thinks, and also seems to be what Diana thinks. But I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what they told me, or what they implied, anyway. She married that Knox boy from Hereford, and his sister's name was Kathy Knox. Now, the name Kathy Knox is real familiar to me, but I looked at her picture in the annual, and her picture didn't mean much to me, so I don't know too much about it. I think she was in the band. Well, I really am, too, looking forward to being more with Ray and Nita. Are they in California now? And how long will it be before he comes to Vietnam? She just seemed like she was just a real fine person, too, as well as being so crazy. So maybe we'll get along just real good. I imagine I can learn an awful lot from her in more ways than one. Your tapes have all been good, Gary. You said that you guessed that they were all bad these last few, and they haven't been bad at all. I just enjoy them so much, and I'm so glad that we've done this. The tape recorder is a wonderful invention at times like this, especially when telephones are just, since it's so hard to get through on a telephone. And they just mean so much, as much to me as I know they do to you. It'll help us to pass the time from now until February or March, and I think that they'll really mean an awful lot, for without them, I think that we would even feel stranger when we got together, because not hearing a voice, I think, makes a difference. But being able to hear you and talk to you and really tell how you're feeling and everything by the sound of your voice, it just means so much. About the R&R, you said wait until March. Well, when you said that on the tape, it just sounded so long away. However, we're now in the fourth month, so the time is going by. I just think that it'll be so great when I can say on the tape, well, now we're in the 10th month, or now we're in the 8th month. So I know that the time will go by real fast. And I talked to Mr. Plemons about it today, and we were talking about how many days you get sick leave, and you get 9 days a year. And I had only took 3 last year, so I have 6 left from last year, and then I have 9 again this year. So that's 15 days sick leave. And I told him that he could just turn my name into the central office as being sick, and I had to go on leave. And I told him he didn't have to tell him how I was sick, and I said he could always just say love sick, and that'd get it by. But somehow or another, he thinks that he won't be able to go to heaven if he does something like that, and asked me what he'd tell St. Peter at the gate. So I was just teasing him, but he sure wouldn't do it, that's for sure. I wouldn't want him to at all. But it won't bother me one bit. In fact, I wouldn't mind quitting my job if I didn't need something to do. I didn't say that. No. He asked about Big Mama. Well, I think she's doing just fine. Gigi bit her the other day. I think I told you this on another tape. I don't know how it happened, but I don't think she did anything to her, so maybe she was just playing. I'm planning on going home tomorrow. Catherine's going down. She wants Daddy to give her a permanent, so she's leaving about 4, and so she's going to pick me up here at home, and I'm going to go with her and then stay just tomorrow night and then come back late Saturday. And I'll spend the night again in Tuscola Saturday night and then come on into Abilene with her early Sunday morning, so I'll be here in time to teach that class. I really would like to stay longer, but I guess I just can't this time. And I will go home. Then the next weekend's homecoming. And then the weekend after that, well, I'll go home for the whole weekend because Sonny will be there and everything. I am letting my hair grow long. It's not very long, and I've had to cut it some because of that. I told you, I think before I explained it, I'd put some stuff on it. It's going to have to grow off before it'll be in very good condition to get very long. But I do look so much better with my hair short. But I'll let you decide. I'll just go ahead and do it and then let you decide. So I thought I'd try to have a picture made for you for Christmas, but I just don't know if I'm going to be able to get it done or not. I don't know whether I'll look presentable enough. No. I really would like to hear that tape that Granny and Janet made. I heard them talking about it, and it sounded so cute, but and they didn't tell me about Granny's hearing aid. I didn't know about that. She left while I was there and went to Hereford, so I didn't really get to spend too much time with her, as much as I would have liked to. I didn't even get to see her guitar. Jimmy told me that you were going to try to get a guitar for your mother for Christmas, and I really think that she'd enjoy it. I hope you can find one, but I guess it will be a problem trying to get it back over here, trying to pack it so it won't get damaged. But I know she will enjoy it. And then when we go skiing, we can take Cheryl and your mother, and maybe we can get Granny to let us take hers along, too. I think maybe your daddy would like to learn how to play one, too. I don't know, though. I'm looking forward so much to our being together, and I just sometimes think about it, and it seems so, oh, so strange, and then other times it just seems so natural, especially when I have a dream about it at night. It just seems so real, and I can't help but waking up and being so disappointed, but I know that the time will go by faster, and it won't be long at all. Like I told you, I did have it figured out. And see, today's the last day of October, so then you just have to have November and December. And November, Thanksgiving comes in November, and then Christmas in December, and that makes the time go by faster. And then, oh, after December, then it won't seem but just a little while until we get to see each other all of January, and then all of February, and then maybe the middle of February. Well, anyway, if we decide to wait until March, it won't be much longer then anyway, so. I just am so glad to see each day end, and then the new days begin, too, so I guess it'll be real good. I went to the hospital this afternoon to see one of our teachers. She's been in for 2 weeks. I didn't realize she'd been in that long, but she's a sixth grade teacher, and she's not married. She was married. I guess she's divorced. I really don't know much about her. Her husband's dead. I don't really know, but she didn't have any children, and she's not just real, real old. Well, I'd say she was 45, 46. And so one day, she's real abusive to people, and she's just not very kind. One day we were in the office, and they had turned in their registers, and you know what a mess that is. And she said something to the secretary. She said, ask her to look over her book that she was leaving right then, if there was anything she'd forgotten to do, well, to tell her right then so she could do it. Well, I was standing right there, and I had just forgotten to do something on my register, so I noticed that she'd forgotten to do the same thing, and so Claudia was busy, that's the secretary, so I just said, Claudia, you want me to tell her? She said, yeah. So I just said, Miss Hart was starting out the door, and I said, oh, Miss Hart, I said, you forgot to write the number of days of eligibility for each child. And, well, she looked at me, and she said, I'll have you know, dear, that I've been teaching school for 18 years, and I don't need help off anybody as young as you are. But she just went on. It just killed me, because I didn't mean to say anything that would upset her or anything, and I certainly didn't mean to be ugly about it. I was just trying to be helpful. And so I've learned to keep my mouth shut. But anyway, it really did upset me, and Mr. Plumans and several other teachers told me that she had... she's on quite a few people, and that's just her, so I didn't let it bother me. I just felt sorry for her, and I've just gone out of my way to be real nice. But this afternoon I went to the hospital to see her, and I really am glad that I went. I took her card, and I just hope that'll help things somewhat. Maybe that'll help her not to be that way, I don't know. I should have signed my name by myself, though, on that card. I put Patty Walling's name on there, too, so... So she, because I felt stupid just walking up there and taking her card with just my name on it. Oh well. Yesterday, I went to a book exhibit to look at some new library books, the new ones that have been printed. And I don't know if I told you this or not, but there's a teacher here in Abilene that counseled at camp for several summers, and she was my counselor once, and she's never married. She's, I guess Sarah's about 35 now, but she was always real masculine and you know, real tomboyish and everything. And I had her when I was, she was my counselor when I was about 13 or 14. But she and another counselor were dismissed from camp because John Robert and Mr. Prue both, well, and they had pretty good reasons to think so, I guess, felt like that they were not behaving as they should, and felt like there was a possibility of there being, well, I don't know the proper word for it, but anyway, homosexuals, I guess. And so it was a pretty big thing at camp, and you know, I mean, I'll never forget the day that he let them go. And then I ran into her last year when I was teaching, I was taking a science workshop, and there she was. And we'd always been such close friends, because you know, when you're 12 and 13, you just idolize people that are that much older than you are, and I really, really thought an awful lot of her. So then I saw her again yesterday at the book exhibit, and she and that girl are living here in Abilene, and they're both teaching, and they have a house and everything, and I just hope and pray that everything's, you know, all right, that it's not like it was. But anyway, well, the tape's just about gone, and I just want you to know that I love you an awful lot and think about you every single day and say those special prayers every day, too. And I can't wait for you to get back to your home, because by then your birthday box will be there, and you won't be able to believe that surprise. Now, I hate to get you started again looking for something, but it's true.